current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast, News Right Now, Renewed Mischief. As ceasefire talks create a renewed opportunity for mischief, our brothers and sisters in Palestine continue to be betrayed by the leaders of the Muslim regions. In the past week, Egyptian and Qatari leaders have said that there is, quote, no further time to waste nor excuses from any party for further delay, end quote, on a peace deal, adding they were, quote, prepared to present a final bridging proposal, end quote, on this coming Thursday, according to Politico. As-Sisi, Egypt's president, has even directly contradicted himself, saying, quote, the ceasefire in Gaza must be the beginning of broader international recognition of the Palestinian state and the implementation of the two-state solution, as this is the basic guarantor of stability in the region, end quote, according to Al Jazeera. The implementation of the two-state solution is anything but the recognition of a Palestinian state, and instead supports America's foothold in the Middle East through the oppressive and illegal Zionist entity under the guise of securing land to both Palestine and quote-unquote Israel, when the Zionists never had the right to settle there in the first place. In the past week, the U.S., Qatar and Egypt have given ambiguous and vague statements regarding the ceasefire deal being brokered in Doha on Qatar land, with the rising death toll of our Palestinian brothers and sisters reaching over 40,000. 85% of Gaza's citizens have been displaced, and close to 100,000 have been wounded in the past 10 months, and all these three countries have served the world regarding the ceasefire talks are empty threats, childlike complaints, and false pressure on the illegal Zionist entity and Hamas. They paint a picture of selfless and tireless efforts at peace for quote-unquote Israel and Palestine, while the world listens to the broken record of each country taking turns commenting on how, quote, much closer, end quote, they are to making a deal. How it is important that Iran and its groups do not do anything to escalate or quote-unquote undermine their efforts. While the rest of the world may be fooled by the false promises of a ceasefire and two-state solution, quote, saving lives, bringing relief to the people of Gaza, and de-escalation of regional tensions, end quote, as mentioned by the three countries according to Al Jazeera, our Ummah will never forget the unavenged 40,000 brothers and sisters, most of them women, children, and the elderly, who have perished at the hands of the ruthless Zionist entity, which the US, Qatar, and Egypt did absolutely nothing to intervene for the past 10 months. We ask, who will avenge the dead? The same countries which made excuses and stood silently, watching the slaughter of our brothers and sisters in Gaza? The traitorous leaders of the Muslim region have showed their true colors time and time again during this genocide against Palestinians, forcing our Ummah to face the reality that they are simply puppets of Western powers, like America and the United Kingdom. These rulers themselves are shamelessly aware of the betrayal which they inflict upon our Ummah every day, using references to it as bargaining chips to gain even more favors from their puppet masters. Mohammed bin Salman has been reported to cite the 1981 assassination of the Egyptian president Anwar Sadat when he signed a peace deal with quote-unquote Israel, insinuating that his neck is also on the line as he engages with normalization with quote-unquote Israel as part of a pact with the US. This pact includes multiple deals with the US regarding security guarantees, nuclear program aid, and economic investments in technology to Saudi Arabia in exchange for normalization with quote-unquote Israel and limits on its dealings with China. Several sources, including the Economic Times of India and Politico, note how MBS has likely made these comments in an effort to speed up the finalization of this pact, aiming to secure its benefits before the US Senate takes its recess before the upcoming presidential election in November. In an effort to free our brothers and sisters of Palestine, and inshallah ta'ala all over the world, How can leaders of the Muslim world expect efforts which contradict Islam to ever succeed? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hajj, verse 40, وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. Allah will surely help those who help Him. Indeed, Allah is all-strong, almighty. There is no security for Palestine outside that which was decreed by Allah Al-Hafidh. No power for Palestine outside the rule of Allah Al-Qawi. And no victory for Palestine outside of the commandments of Allah, who is Al-Fattah. The Ummah is in dire need of jihad and sincere leadership within our strong Muslim armies. It is not a ceasefire deal led by traitors who speak empty words to the world about peace to an Ummah that has stood witness to its complete lack of actions for 10 long, excruciating months. It needs our armies to rise up and free the brothers and sisters of Palestine, the same armies which grow frustrated and lie dormant in their barracks, with weapons which await the use and direction of our sincere sons and brothers under Allah's decree to free our brothers and sisters of Palestine and the entire Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakallahu khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.